be seated. Every week we gather together and we celebrate the death of Jesus Christ. We can't do so without thinking about some important things. One of them is sin. Not a popular topic, I know. But we must grapple with how God feels about sin. How does God feel about sin? I want to read to you from Genesis chapter 6. And the Lord, Yahweh, saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, that every intention of his heart was only evil continually. And Yahweh was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And Yahweh said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land. And God did just that. Men, women, children, the entire human race wiped off the face of the earth, save eight. How does God feel about sin? Sin in man, the image bearer of God on the earth, grieved his heart and provoked God to anger and judgment and wrath. After the flood, those eight that survived, those eight that were rescued, continued to propagate the human race, and God's assessment of their hearts after the flood was the same as that before. The flood didn't cure the human heart. It merely expressed God's judgment against what the heart produces. And God said he would never destroy the earth again by water. But he does say that he will destroy it again by fire. And this attitude towards sin is the attitude of all the members of the Godhead. This is not just the angry God of the Old Testament that somehow Jesus replaces. I want you to listen to Luke chapter 12. Jesus says this, while he was on the earth, I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. This is not the sweet, gentle Jesus our culture has brought us to believe. This is the God of the Old Testament in flesh on the earth, and he says, I want to judge the sin that I see. And if the exclamation point at the end of Luke 12:49 were the end of our Bibles, we'd all be in a lot of trouble. And Jesus continues in the next verse, he says, but I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. That baptism that Jesus is referring to is the baptism by fire that he himself would endure under the wrath of God. Jesus says, I am angry about sin and how I wish I could kindle judgment already, but I am going to immerse myself under the judgment of God so that I can pay for the sins of those who deserve that judgment. How did Jesus feel about sin? He hated sin, and he loved people who were perpetrators of sin, such that he would take on that thing which he hates and endure the outpouring of the wrath of the triune Godhead against it in himself. And it distressed his soul to think what it would be like to endure God's wrath for sin. Sin which he never committed, sin which he never knew that he would become. How does God feel about your sin? Well, Christian, if you are in Christ, God no longer sees your sin. Christian, God sees the perfect righteousness of His Son, Jesus Christ, as your substitute. He sees His Son in making you His son or His daughter. And men, women, and children, perpetrators of that thing which provokes God's wrath, can become God's children. Never to be judged, because the perfect one, the substitute, was judged in your place. Christian, how does God feel about your sin? He doesn't feel about your sin. He doesn't see it anymore. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're here this morning, we come to celebrate Jesus' death because we come to celebrate the finished work of that perfect one who takes away our sin and extinguishes God's wrath against it. That coming judgment in fire cannot touch those who are in Christ because Jesus Christ took that judgment already. If you are not a Christian this morning, you must wrestle with this question: how does God feel about my sin? And you must know that Jesus wishes to kindle a fire against it. But you must also know that today can be a day of forgiveness and salvation and a new life if you will but turn to the judge and find forgiveness and mercy and a new heart and become a new creation. And you can have that today if you will repent and turn to Jesus Christ. Christian, this morning, as you drink this juice, as you crush this bread between your teeth, think of the Lord Jesus and His blood spilt and His body crushed on your behalf. It's your only hope to be made right before a holy God. And it is a guarantee of that being made right. And if you're not a Christian here this morning and you don't want to be, don't drink the juice. Don't eat the bread. But if you want to turn and believe in Jesus Christ, these things can be symbols for you of a new life and forgiveness. And so the men are going to come now and distribute these elements, this juice and this bread, and take it. And after you've examined your heart, after you've gone to the cross with your sin, drink this and eat this and remember the death of our Savior.